Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Yeah. Wow. Well, the next one we're going to be hearing from is Chuck Pierce, and he's going to be talking about how God is going to judge the things that have kept us from advancing. You know, so many of us are trying to move into that place of breakthrough, but there are things and structures, even beyond your even knowledge, that have held you back. Well, there's good news. God is going to deal with those things that have been hindering your advance, and you're going to move forward in the things of God.
Chuck, you told me that there's another meaning for 18 from 2018. What is that other meaning?
Well, like what Rich was saying to us, this year is also about judging things that would stop us from advancing. Because you have to remember, in 8, you're moving through a gate. So with that, 18 biblically is linked with the judgment of a spirit of infirmity. So you need to know this. See, here's what you want to understand about 18. I liked what was just said. You have to have a wilderness face-off. Then you turn and you have a promise entry. So see, you're going to face off that wilderness linked with any infirmity that has tried to hold you. Now, infirmity just doesn't mean sickness. It means weakness. See, the enemy will try to make you weak so you can't get through the gate. And I am here to say this year there is a supernatural strength at the gate.
Well, there is a supernatural strength at the gate. I see that gate open. I want you to pray for an impartation of our studio audience and also our audience at home right now. For an impartation of the strength you've wanted. And it is physical, but it's not just physical. It's strength for everything to fulfill your destiny.
8, as linked with life, is linked with energy. Now, let me address that and decree over us. Right now, in your cells, Holy Spirit is starting to energize your cells in a way they've not been energized before. You might have been weakened in the past, but I decree a new energizing spirit moving from your spirit, man, in through your soul. I say you're going to rise up and your soul is going to bless the Lord. I say all depression leave. All oppression leave. I say we're going to stand up in a new way. I decree right now every spirit of infirmity that tried to weaken us, to keep us from going through the gate, we say right now you are judged by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and God has a people coming through the gates with new strength this year.
That is so awesome. And personally, you know, sharing you with my experience, it's been almost like, you know, I love God. I know what I need to do, but the energy wasn't there. That I was almost felt like I was just kind of throwing myself to the next foot. I mean, I kept moving forward, but it takes so much effort to be able, literally, I could just see myself almost like just dragging myself another foot and dragging yourself another foot.
It's physical.
It's literally physical, and it just feels like something pressing on you. But you know what you're going to do. But guess what? God's bringing judgment on that thing. The fact that you are moving forward, that you even consider moving forward, that you didn't quit, that you didn't give up. I'm telling you, God's rewarding that. So that fact, I mean, get ready. You're no longer going to have to feel like you just had to just throw yourself forward. There's going to be a wind behind you that's going to carry you in what's taking place right now. So I just speak that over you right now. I just say the wind of the Spirit come behind you. And I want to tell you right now, let us know about it. You know, comment about, share your comments with us. There are so many opportunities right here to be able to share your comments and let us know how that's impacting you. Have you been struggling with that and feeling like, you know, that things have been holding you back or making it more difficult for you to go? Well, judgment means God's putting things in their right order again. That's going to stop. That's going to stop in Jesus' name. So let us know about it. We'd love to hear about that and share in the community. And if you feel like you want to share something with somebody else in our community, you know, feel free to do that. We love just everybody talking back and forth.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.